I would travel, I would set aside all the readings that I had that had come across my desk in the last week or so, and that I didn't have time to read, and I would grab them and pull them and throw them into my briefcase and get on the plane, and I'd do that kind of reading, you know, kind of intellectual inquiry, discovery reading.
Mm-hmm.
And on this, when we were grappling with the vision for Trek, just as we were trying to write it, I was on a plane, and one of those magazines that was in my briefcase was an Atlantic Monthly, and there was an article in it by Peter Drucker, who most of you probably know is, you know, one of the, he's no longer alive, but was a futurist kind of guy. And I have to say, we owe the Learning Exchange to Peter Drucker, because in that article, he really affected my thinking. And in that article, he basically asked, who in the 21st century is going to look after the social concerns of society? And he went through the history of how, you know, communities and governments and so forth have dealt with this issue. And he said, you know, in the industrial era, it was the, you know, kind of the company store. The company looked after the families mm-hmm. and the people. Mm-hmm. And that didn't work too well.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the post-industrial era, you know, in the 40s and 50s, post-World War II, governments got involved
mm-hmm.
through social programs. And look how well that's worked
mm-hmm.
and worked too well. And he said, now we're in the knowledge society. And his prediction was it would have to be the knowledge worker who would step up, the individual who was contributing to the economy, but also contributing to the social well-being of a community by actually volunteering and doing, bringing their knowledge and their social purpose to the community, just as they were bringing their knowledge and their economic purpose to the economic stability of a society. Well, mm. boy, the penny dropped. I said to myself, my goodness, at UBC, we are, and he was challenging universities. He said, look, if you're going to educate knowledge workers, you've got to educate them also to assume this role.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really was the stimulus for our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That if we're at UBC committed to educating knowledge workers, it's not enough to educate them to contribute to the economic side of the equation. You had to also educate
mm-hmm.
them to be able to contribute to the social purpose of a community.
Mm-hmm. It, you know, what we've explored so much with the Learning Exchange is the whole question of then what is knowledge? Like a knowledge worker needs knowledge not only of his or her discipline, but people need knowledge of the social realm and how it works and why it is structured in certain ways and not other ways.
Yeah, I like to think of it as citizenship.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
that's where
really,
we led to
yeah.
global citizenship, which I always used to say, you don't have to be a globetrotter.
Yeah, yeah, that's not what it's about.
A global citizen who looks at their community and contributes to it in a way that will enhance not only their community, but, you know, peace and well-being within a larger sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so critical. And that the other point that you made, I think, is really critical. We could have developed this that it was just a social work program or part of a professional training program for physicians or, you know,
mm-hmm.
would engage with others in society. But we said, no. This has to be open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're studying
mm-hmm.
medieval studies or you're studying engineering or you're studying computing science or you're studying whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's part of your education.